Ladies and gentlemen, let me say a few words about the title of our Congress, or rather about the middle word of the title, the end in logic and religion. As we all understand, we can understand this term end in many ways. So the simplest would be just juxtaposition, or merely juxtaposition, that logic and religion are somehow put side by side with no real connection between them. And I believe that among us who are here, present here, there is hardly anyone who believes that there is no connection. So this is for others. There can be an idea of logic and religion being opposed to each other, and this is certainly common among various people, but again, I guess that those who have bothered to come here would rather see some connections. So the connection can be so strong as to form an union. Union of logic and religion, which of course is not very clear what it really means, but I would say that the first idea that really comes to mind, it was also sort of mentioned by Professor Bézio, is that Western theology is really theos and logos, which is religion and logic. So it's, the order is inverse, but still it's very close. Of course, some of there will be several plenary lectures during those few days, and I think that some of our lecturers will more or less believe this idea that the union is has been possible. Maybe Professor Heller will look from this perspective. But certainly, as we know, we can have problems. From the logical perspective, the problem would be inconsistencies or illogicalities of various kind. And from a religious point of view, the problem would be the inadequacy of the available logics, or of logic as such. So if we talk about the union or a possible union, then we can ask whether one of those realms dominates the other. So the first would be that the logic dominates in the union, and maybe Professor Wolenski, who will be one of our plenary speakers, will adopt that position. Or maybe in Islam, something like this is happening, and Professor Strobino will be talking about that and explaining whether I'm right or not, maybe not. And the other idea is to have the religion dominating, and I think some of the lectures, especially those today by Kripke and Padro and by Professor Vertri, and some others will be sort of alluding to this possibility, or at least saying that religion, in the very broad sense of that term, requires some modifications of logic. Certainly they have been anti-logical, or rather, as we normally say, anti-philosophical trends in the religious traditions, certainly of Judaism or Islam. And the Indian traditions are perhaps a bit different, and the logic and religion does not mean the same in those in the Indian traditions. So only to some extent we can talk about this or similar division. But we can talk about something a bit different, but probably important not just for the Indian, but for all traditions, namely that there can be common sources of religion and logic, for example, cultural sources. And I think the talks by Professors Bronckhorst and Frazier about the East will cover this ground more or less, and maybe will be also told about the nature of Zoroastrian religion by Professor Vivaina, and will maybe this will also be somehow connected to this sort of attitude. Of course, we can talk about influence of logic on religion and about the influence of religion on logic. The first maybe will be alluded to in some ways by Sir Laforgue, and the other influence of religion on logic, certainly, you know, the need to have other logical systems, maybe paraconsistent logics can do, or some other, will be also very often discussed. And maybe one of the most interesting and promising areas is the logical systems based on Talmudic reasoning, something that Dov Gabay will be talking about, and he's leading a whole team of researchers producing papers and new systems based on the experiences of Talmudic reasoning. And also we can hope for something even more powerful, namely to have some sort of connection of a special kind, sui generis connection, to create a new entity of involving both religion and logic, maybe some sort of dynamic connection or anything like this. So there are many ways of understanding the end in logic and religion. And let me, to finish, let me ask the general questions, or rather very naive questions, about the relationship of logic and religion. And they will be very naive and very simple, but maybe, you know, to start good thinking, we need to begin with very naive and simple questions. And the questions are the following, and I will probably, it will be probably these questions, we can think about answering them, but also we can, will be probably asked by the during the panel discussion on the last day of the conference on Thursday, in which all the plenary speakers who will be still present with us will be addressing. So the questions are, what are, if there are any positive influences of religion on logic and negative influences of religion on logic? What are the positive influences of logic on religion and the negative ones? Those simple questions, and two more questions. One is God above logic, or does there exist a divine logic of some kind? And finally, can we imagine a novel entity arising from a union of logic and religion? And I hope that during the conference, for each of us, at least one of these questions will get a satisfactory answer. Thank you.